Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel. We begin at the two dots about 10 lines down from the top on Ayin Gimel Omen Aleph. Now yesterday we had a discussion, the first of three machlokasin, we only had one yesterday, the first of the three, between Rava and Abaye in terms of Misasek. A person who on Shabbos isn't intending to do a specific malacha, he's involved in something else and he does a malacha. And we gave the first example yesterday, which you can see here right above the two dots. We said that everybody agrees, this was no machlokes, that if a person, niskaven lahagbias atolosh, if you intended to pick up something that was detached, so you dropped the knife, we gave the example, amongst a row of vegetables, and you intended to pick up the knife, and as you picked it up, the chotach es hamechubar, as you picked it up, you cut some of the attached vegetables, potter, everybody agrees that that's not an issa deraisa, that's misasek. However, where the machlokes between Rav and Abaye was avo v'niskavim lachtov esatolosh. You intended to cut, let's say, a potato that was already before Shabbos detached from the ground. And by accident, v'chotach es hamechubar, instead of cutting the potato that you thought was detached, you cut a potato that was still attached to the ground. So then, Abaye says in that situation that you are chayev. And Rava says in that situation that you are potter. Rava says that's still misasek, and Abaye says that you're chayev. That is an av malacha, and you did cutting on detaching something that was attached, and you did a b'shogeg, you're chayev achatas. So that was the first machlokas between Abaye and Rava in regards to misasek. We're going to have two more now, and then we're going to ask why do you need all three. So we start at the two dots, ayin gimel amud aleph. Itmar. We learned in the base medrash. Niskavin lizrok shtayim. If a person intended to throw something, two amos. Now, the halacha is, you have to throw something, dalit amos, in the Rishus HaRabim, in order for a person to go and be chayev, the issa of throwing something, dalit amos, in the Rishus HaRabim. So, if you only intended to throw a two amos, you're not doing anything wrong. Vizorek arba, but instead you threw it four amos. You threw it much more than you thought. So in this situation, Rava says, you're potter, Rava my potter. You're misasek, you didn't intend to do that, and therefore you're potter, you're not chayv achatas. Abaye my chayv, and Abaye says, no, you threw it four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayv achatas. What's the reasoning? Rava my potter, Rava says that you're potter in this situation. Why? The Bach just changes the words around slightly. He says, potter, daha lo komechavein, because you didn't intend to throw lizrika, the arba. You only intended to throw it two amos, and instead you threw it four amos, so therefore you're not chayev. You didn't intend to do that. You're a misasek. Abaye my no, chayev. You are chayev achatus. Why? You did intend to throw, bialma, your intention was to throw something. And okay, you only intended to throw two, but you intended to throw. And therefore, if it went four, you're chayev. Okay, you didn't do it on purpose. You're chayev achatus. It's shogeg, but you are chayev. It's not misasek. That's machlokas number two. Machlokas number three is, they thought that they were in a Rishus HaYochid. The person thought he was in a Rishus HaYochid. The name says Rishus HaRabim. It turned out it really was Rishus HaRabim. So in this situation, he threw a dalet amos. So Rava Amar Potter. Rava says, you're not chayiv in this case, the chatas. You thought you were in a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, you thought you're doing something perfectly permissible. And it turns out it wasn't. That's not shogeg. That is misasig, and you're not chayiv. Abaye Amar Chayiv. Abaye says, in this situation, you are chayiv a chatas. Why? Rava, my part, the Rava says, your part in this situation, the whole lo mechavin lizrika, the isura. You had no intention to do something that was asur. This is like, you intended to cut the potato that was detached, and you cut the potato that was attached. Therefore, you had no intention of doing an isur, and you're not chayiv, therefore, a chatos. And Abaye disagrees. Abaye amar, chayiv. You are, in fact, chayiv chatos. Why? Because the whole lo mechavin lizrika. Bialma, you did intend to throw something. Okay, you intended to throw it in Rishus HaYochid, but you intended to throw. And therefore, if it turns out it was Rishus HaRabim, you did it b'shogeg, you're not chayev bisa, but you're chayev achatas. So we have three machlokas in over here between Rava and Abaye. One from yesterday's share, which we said over at the beginning of today's share, and then these two new ones now. And the Gemara says with Tzricha, you need all three of them, even though they all sound very similar. Rava in each one says, you're a potter, and Abaye in each one says, you're chayev. They're similar, but they're different, and you need all three. Why? So the Gemara says, "Diyashminon kamaisof." We only had the one from yesterday's shir that you intended to niskavin to cut the one that was tolush, and instead you cut the one that was in fact attached. So if we only had that one, "Diyashminon kamaisof," we only had that machlokis, I would have said, "Oh, bahau kama rova dolo mekavin lechaticha disura." Only in that situation does Rava say you're potter mechatis because you didn't intend to do an act that is prohibited. You wanted to do cutting of something that is detached, which is absolutely lechatchila permitted. So maybe only in that situation Rava argues with Abaye. Avol niskabi lezuk shtayim. In the case, the second case, where he intended to only throw it two, the zorak arba, and he threw it four, nevertheless, the arba below tarte lo mizrakale. It's impossible to throw something four amos without first throwing it the first two of those four amos. So he did in fact intend to do this action, albeit not the full way. So I might have thought, Ema moda leila abaye. In this situation, he's moda to abaye and says, you would be chayv chatas. Therefore, kamash belong. You need the second case to tell me that Rava says, no, he didn't intend to do an iserak. He only intended to do it two amos, which is mutter. Therefore, he's not chayv chatas if it went to four. That's case number two. We needed that one. Case number three, Yashmin and Bahar. If we only had the first two cases, I would have said Bahar, call my Rava. Rava said only in the case where he intended to only throw it two. Bahar, lo komachabin lezriko the arba. He didn't intend to throw it four, so he didn't do an act of iser. Intend to do an act of iser. Aval, however, kisavu rishusayachid. If he thought it was a shusayachid, he said, I intend to throw this item, dalid amos, in the rishusayachid, because it's a rishusayachid. He intended to do that act. But then it turns out, so therefore, in this situation, he did in fact intend to throw it dalet amos. So I might have said, Ema, in this situation, Rava is molded le abaye. The Rava is molded to abaye. Then in this situation, you need all three cases to show us the strength of Rava's din and that abaye disagrees. So all three cases are necessary. Now we go and reiterate something we had already multiple times. And we ask it in the context now, but it's the same exact discussion that we had previously. Tanan, we're going to learn later in today's shiur, the famous Mishnah, Avos Melachos Arbaim Choser Achas, that there are 39 Melachos on Shabbos, 40 minus 1, 39 Melachos on Shabbos. And why does it have to tell us, Vavinam Ba, the first thing the Gemara is going to ask from the Omid Beis today's shiur, Vavinam Ba, Minyano Lomali, why do we have to list 39? I'll count it up and know myself. What's the Chiddush in telling me 40 minus 1, 39 Melachos? And we'll answer to that. We've answered already many times. So Amar Yochanan says, Shimasun Kulam Behelam Echot. If you did all of them in one forgetfulness, so then you're only chayev, if you forgetfulness about Shabbos, then you didn't know it was Shabbos, then you chayev one. But if you knew it was Shabbos, and you did it in one forgetfulness, all 39 malachos, Behelam Echot. That's why he told us all 39. Chayev al kol achas v'achas. Then you, in fact, would bring 39 chatos. Now, Bishlom al Abaye, this works out great according to Abaye, who holds the Omer, ki hai gavna chayev. He says, in this situation, a person could be chayev. Why? Because he knows that it's Shabbos. Mishkachas lo diyoda di isura di Shabbos. He knows, in fact, that it is Shabbos. And the diyoda lo isur melachos. He knows that every one of these 39 melachos is forbidden to do. But what doesn't he know? The kato bishurin. He thinks it's okay to do a smaller amount. And then if he does a larger amount in this situation, he would be chayev, a chatos, exactly like Abaye says. Every one of these, zorak shtayim, and it went four. So that's exactly it. Tar b'shiurim. He didn't know the shiurim over here, and therefore he ended up doing too much. And they did that for all 39 malachos. That's how you could be chayev, 39 chatos. El Rava, Rava says over here, you're potter if you didn't intend to do it more than the shiur that's osur. El Rava, the Amar potter, hech mishkachas law, how is it possible to have bizadun Shabbos v'shigas malachos? How could you ever know that it's Shabbos and not know that it's a malacha? He says, if you didn't know the shiurim, that's not a malacha, then you weren't over because you didn't intend to do more than the shiur. Shmuel says, that works out great, Hanicho, Yisav like Rabbi Yochanan. This works out with the machlokes we had a couple of times already between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. If he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who said, the Amar, Kivan Sheshoga Bikaris. If the person doesn't know that there's an Isser of Kares, but he knows it's also to do, he just doesn't know the penalty. So then, Mishkachas, well, that's how you could have the other little Shabbos. He knows that it's Shabbos. He only knows it Bilab. And therefore, you can still be over a chatas in this situation, because even though you know it's a lab, but you didn't know it's curry, so then you're still over a lab. That works out great if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Eli Sava look at Rishman Lakish. If you hold like Rish Lakish, the Omar, no. You have that full non intention. And if you know it's a lab, but you don't know it's curries, that's called mazid. So Achi Yishkog, until you know nothing, until you totally don't know, Bilav Ubikaris, you don't know that it's also to do this lav, and you don't know that you get karis for it. So only in that situation to bring a chatos. So then how do we have over here that he could bring 39 chatos? What did we say? Diodalo Shabbos, but my diodalo. What did he know? He didn't know anything. So how can you tell me that he's chayv 39 times? He didn't know. Well, you tell me he knows Shabbos. What does he know about Shabbos? He doesn't know that it's a lav, he doesn't know it's karis. So Gemara says, you know what he knew? B'mai, the other law, bitchumim. As we answered already several times, he knows one thing about Shabbos. There's his din of tchumim. which, according to Rabbi Akiva, Valibah de Rabbi Akiva, that's an Issa Daraisa. So he knows one thing about Shabbos, but the 39 Malachos, everybody agrees, even if Tchum is a Daraisa, it's not one of the 39 Malachos, and therefore, he knows Shabbos because he knows Tchumim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's a Din Daraisa. And he doesn't know the 39 Malachos. That's how, according to Reish Lakish, one could be Chayev 39 Chatos. That concludes this discussion. This has been a complicated couple of days of Shiurim, and now we enter the famous Mishnah. Some started off with Elu Avos Melachos. This is the famous Mishnah listing all of the 39 Av Melachos on Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll actually correct it and say that we actually only listed over here one or two that are not really Av Melachos, and we substitute something else in its place. So we'll have slight variations of this, but this is the famous Mishnah of the 39 Melachos of Shabbos. And we begin. Elu Avos Melachos. Some of the gears are Elu. Elu avos melachos, arboim chaser achas. We have over here 40 minus 1. So the obvious question is, why do we say over here 40 minus 1? Say 39. So the Tosfos Yontif and the Mishnayos brings down three reasons why we bedafka want to use the lashon over here of 40 minus 1. So he says, number one, this is by Marcus. We find that the Torah uses that it's called arboim yakenu, which means 39, 40 minus 1. So to over here by the av melachos, the Tana wanted to list it in the same lashon that we have by Marcus. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, there really are 40 over here, because in order to do tefira, you also have to do kishira. So he alludes to that, even though kishira is listed separately over here, but in order to do the tefira, you need to do kishira, so therefore he lists 40, really means 39, but that's why he said 40. Okay, and the third teretz is, we had a machlokes on daf mentes, on what is the source of the 39, and we had the word malacha. Remember, we found the malacha, word malacha 39 times, and we had a machlokes. Was it really 40 times, and one of them was not necessary? So this alludes to that source of the 39 malachos, because there actually was 40 times written the word malacha, so that's why the Tana wanted to say, ab malachos arboim chaser achas. The arboim chaser achas is 39, but there are allusions to 40, as I just mentioned. In any event, the Mishnah starts and tells us what the first of the 39 are, and we're going to discuss each of them in more detail in the Gemara, so I'm just going to really give the highlights over here of all 39 as we go through them. And then when we go to the Gemara, we'll discuss them each in more detail. So it starts off and says, these are the 39, 40 minus 1 melachos. Number one, hazoreya. Now, zoreya normally we translate it as planting. So we have two different types of planting. We have planting that's for vegetables and planting that is for trees. We use the terminology hazoreya when we're planting for vegetables, and we use the term noteya when we're planting for trees. Both are av melachos, but we call them in the category of zoreya. It's not a separate av melacha of noteya, so you can sometimes have multiple av melachos all falling in the same av category. And you'd only be chayev once if you did noteya and zoreya. It's only one av melacha category, even though it has two separate av melachos in that category. A little bit complicated, but you basically have 39 categories of melacha. If you do any of the avos or any of the toldos together within one category, and you do a behelam achas, you only chayev one time, even though it's multiple different, similar, but different acts. Fine. So reyes number one. Choresh, plowing, that's number two. Bakotzer, kotzer is cutting something, reaping, so that's number three. Number four, v'hama'amer. Ma'amer means bundling up, putting things together in bundles, or gathering together in piles, so that's ma'amer. Next one is v'hadosh, one who threshes. Threshing is when you're removing something from the good part from the bad part. So you're separating out, let's say, from the kernel of wheat, the chaff. So that's dosh. You're threshing it. Vazora, that's winnowing it. Rashi says you take the pitchfork and you toss the stuff in the air. But you take this reches and you toss the stuff in the air, and the lighter stuff blows away in the wind. Blows away the lighter stuff, and the heavier stuff falls to the ground. That's called winnowing. That's hazore. Haborer. Borer is selecting. You're picking bad from the good. Now, this sounds a lot like winnowing, and the Gemara will say these are just separate acts in the Mishkan, and therefore they're listed separately, even though they're very similar. So zore, which is winnowing, and borer, which is selecting, are very similar, and we'll see in a moment, merakate, which is sifting, is also very similar. But in between, we have atochin, grinding, then hamerakate is sifting. Again, zore, borer, and merakate, the Gemara is going to tell us, all very, very similar, but since they were separate acts done in the Mishkan, when they were making the dyes for the Mishkan, these first items over here are were used all to make the dyes, the herbs that they needed in the Mishkan. So these are all the acts of the planting of these dyes. So that's the next one. Halosh. Losh is kneading. You are not allowed to go and take something and knead it. But ofer, baking. Now here it uses the term ofer instead of mavashel. Rashi says, here we're switching to bread to tell us all of these items are also used in the making of bread. But in the Mishkan, they were actually talking about the dyes, the herbs that they had to make. So in any event, that's why it ends off over here with ofer, because now we're talking about bread. Until now, we've really been talking about all of the herbs. It's all the same thing. So these are the first 11 that we have over here. Then we go and talk about clothing. So, hagozes, esatzemer, if you shear the wool from a sheep. Hamalavno, Rashi explains over here, mechab sobenor, you whiten it, you clean it, wash it in the river. Vamenafzo, Rashi says over here, this is a foreign word. And menafetz normally means that you're untangling it. You're like combing it out. You take this wool and you untangle it. Hatsovo, you take this wool and you dye it. Vatova, it means you spin it. You take the threads of the wool and you twist them and you make them into a single larger thread. That's hatova. Now we have the next bunch of things are all part of the weaving process. Now we really don't do any weaving. We don't know anything about weaving. But weaving was a very, very important part of their lives. That's how they made a lot of their clothing. And they had contraptions, these looms that they had, which had both threads going in a vertical direction and horizontal direction. They had warp and weft types of threads, and they had this machine that would allow them to insert the threads into each other and to weave them into a fabric. So we're going to go very generally right now and explain the words, but then when we get to the Gemara, we'll go to it in a little bit more detail. So the next couple of melachos all deal with the weaving process. So a mesech is when you stretch the thread from farther away from you towards closer to you to set it up. Those are like the vertical threads. Then ha'osa shtei batinirin. This is another part of the weaving process where you're basically allowing the threads to be interchanged between each other in the vertical and horizontal directions. Va'orik shnei chutim, when you actually weave two threads, that's the minimal shear. Here it gives us the minimal shear. Tosa says, I don't know why in some of these things you give us the minimal shear and in others you don't. So, for example, for all of the things above, the shear Rashi points out was a grogeris, but it didn't tell us that. So, here it does tell us for some of them. So, mesech, again, is you're stretching the threads. Va'osa shnei batinirim is you're setting them up in a certain way that they can interchange the vertical and horizontal. Orik shnei chutim is when you actually do that weaving of two of the threads. Va'potzea shnei chutim is when you take off excess threads. Rashi points out over here that sometimes you're going to have chutin that are yoser midai umenasek mehen, and you have to cut off some of the extra pieces over here. That's what this is referring to when it says hapotzea shnei chutin. Fine. Now we leave the weaving process for a second, and we talk about two melachos, kosher and matir, which the Gemara is going to say that these actually deal with the nets that used to go and catch the chilazon. And therefore, this kosher and matir over here are different. Tosus also asks that how come it doesn't say over here, when it says matir, normally when we do something that's destructive, we say it's shalom almanas likshar. So you're b'chayev over here, even if it's not for the intention of tying, as opposed to all other places, when we do this negative act, it's only when you're doing it for a constructive, positive purpose. So Tosu says over here that even if you don't go and do it for a positive purpose, this untying over here, even if it's not almanas likshar, is chayev. Again, the Gemara will discuss this in more detail. So now we go back to the weaving process. We kosher and matir were with the nets for the trapping the chilazon. And then hatofer shetviros, if you do a in and out stitch, so you need two stitches, one in and one out, that's tofer shetviros, that's the abmalacha. And then hakoreya amanas litfor shetviros. Here we have that you're tearing in order that you can go and do stitching. Sometimes they would have a hole, so they actually extend the hole in order to be able to sew it up better. So that's what it means over here, that you're ripping in order to go and sew. So that is the last of these types of melachos dealing with the clothing. Now we deal with various other melachos. And the Mishnah tells us, hatsod tzvi, if you go and trap a deer. Now deer just was common in the Mishkan, but any type of trapping, of course, is going to be also. It's not just trapping deers. Hashokhto, when you go shecht an animal. Hamavshito, you go and flay the animal. You take off the hide, the skin of the animal. Hamolcho, if you go and salt it, it's part of the beginning of the tanning process. And in fact, then it says, Bama'abid, it's over. If you go and tan it, the Gemara will say, hey, that's really the same thing, and the Gemara will substitute something in its place. The Gemara is going to say, sirtut, when you go and etch out lines in the leather, so that's the malacha over here, because it really will tell us that according to our Tana and our Mishnah, they're two separate things, but the Gemara is going to say that molcho and ma'abed are really part of the same av malacha, and therefore they'll add sirtut over here instead. In any event, hamachako, mamachako means to smooth it out. It means that you're taking off any hair, Rashi says. Machuk means megaru saro. You want it nice and smooth. You don't want your jacket, your leather material, to have hairs coming out of it. So that's called memachako, to remove the hairs from it. Memachatko, you cut it up into the desirable sizes. Rashi says, you cut it up, liritsuos sandalim, to straps or for shoes. So you cut up the leather in the shape and size that you want. That's an abalocha. Hakosish deosios. They used to write letters in the Mishkan on the krushim so they would know where they were. You shouldn't go from a lower Kedusha to a higher Kedusha to a lower Kedusha. You should always have them in the same place. And therefore, they would mark them off with letters. So therefore, the writing of two letters was a function in the Mishkan, and therefore, it's one of the abalochos. Likewise, Vamolchek, if you erase them, you made a mistake, Almanas lichtov deosios. But the erasing only over here is if you're doing it with the intention of writing. So this is, again, you're doing a negative for a positive purpose, because otherwise it would be makalkel, and makalkel is not something which would be chayav for a chatas if you did it. Then we conclude and we say, habone, if you build something, bone is any amount, if you build anything, you're going to be chayav. Vasosa, if you take something down, if you destroy something, that's also an av malacha. Hamechabe, if you extinguish a flame, so you are over the malacha of kibui. Vamavi, if you light something, Tosa says on the Omid Beis, so how come the order over here, normally you light and then you extinguish? So Tosa says we don't care about the orders over here. The only time we cared about the order, what Gemara is going to ask us, the order on the first 11 in the baking or in the process of raising the herbs, of growing the herbs, so there the order is specific. But here, it's lav dafka to the order specific. It's only two things, mechab and mavir, it doesn't make a difference which one you say first. Then, hamaki bepatish, when you hit the hammer on the anvil, that's what we call the final blow. Maki bepatish is a general term, who gemar komalocha, Rashi says. Here's a specific case here, when the person or the blacksmith, he bangs the hammer on the anvil, so he makes the anvil ready for the next one, so it won't destroy the metal or whatever he's banging on it, so that's the final blow. And anytime you complete an action, that's called maki bepatish. And finally, the last one, hamotzi mirushus l'rushus. When you take from rushus hayochid to rushus harabim, rushus harabim to rushus hayochid, that's the issur of carrying, and that is the final of the 39 malachos. And the Mishnah concludes, and it says, hare elu avos malachos, arborim choser achas. These are the 40 minus 1 malachos, and the Gemara will ask, you told me that. The first part of the Mishnah was, hare avos malachos, arborim choser achas. Why are you repeating it at the end? And the Gemara will discuss this. We turn to the Amud Beis. Gemara says, Minyan Alamali, we had this many times already. This is the Gemara, where it comes from. Why did you tell me 39? I could count. So, okay, you tell me. The following list of the Yav Malachos, I'll add it up and say 39. What's the purpose of the Tana telling me that there are 39? There's always a purpose. So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, we had this many, many times already. Shim Asim Kulam Elam Echad. We had this early in the Shia today, that if you do them all at one time, you have your Yedia of Shabbos, but you don't know about the Malachos, teaching us Chayev al Kolachos Yachas. You could be Chayev 39 Chatos. So that's why it wanted to tell us 39. Then we start discussing the individual av malachos. So again, the general rule is that there are 39 categories. Each category, if you did it behelam echad, is one chatos. But within one category, you can do multiple different acts. As long as it's all behelam echad, you only bring one chatos. Now, we start off and we say hazoreya v'hachoresh. He said if somebody plants and if somebody plows. Shmuel says, Michti, wait a second, I don't understand over here. Michrav karbe. First, you go and plow, bereisha. So therefore, it should have said, lisnei choresh, vohadu lisnei zareya. It should have said, plowing, that's the first step in the process. The order here is critical. You first plow, and then you plant. So why does it say planting, and then plowing? So the Gemara explains, Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, was teaching us that this is be'eretz Yisrael. Koi. We're talking here about an eretz Yisrael, where the ground is very hard. The Zare Bereisha. And first, if you plant, you must always thresh afterwards. Vahadar Karve. So it's teaching us that it's not only the first plowing that somebody would be over in Isser, but even the second plowing, that's a separate Isser of plowing, and therefore that's why it said planting first and then plowing. Now, Tana Hazoreya, we said if you plant, Vehazem zomer, or if you prune. Rashi explains that pruning is done for the purpose over here of making the tree grow better. When you prune a tree, you're getting rid of the either the dead branches or the not so hardy branches, and the rest of the branches can have all the sustenance in themselves, and the rest of the tree will go more heartily. So this is a form of planting. It's a tolda of zoreya. So this with this Bryce list over here, all of these are one category. They're all the category of planting. So hazoreya, somebody actually plants. Hazomer, somebody prunes. Vanoteya, somebody plants. As I pointed out, here's where I got it from. Rashi says that zoreya and noteya are the same thing. Just one is by zroyim, by vegetables, and one is by ilanos, by trees. So zoreya is by vegetables, and noteya is by trees. Hamavrich, v'hamarkiv, these are various types of grafting, attaching branches to existing trees that you grafted from another tree or through the ground. We'll learn more about mavrich and markiv, various types of grafting. All of these, the Braisa tells us, kulam melacha achas hein. They're all in the same category of planting. So Moshe says, Maicha mashma, what's the Braisa is trying to teach us over here? So Moshe says, Hakam Ashvalon, this is the Marshal adds these words over here, Hakam Ashvalon, the Chiddush is, Ha'osu melachos harbe, me'ein melachos achas, enu chayv al achas. If you're doing many different types of melacha in the same category of planting, for example, and you did it be'elam echad, so then you only chayv one chatos, even though they're separate acts. Pruning is a separate act than planting. So even though they're physically separate acts, but they only would be one chatos if you did them behelam echad, because they're in the same category, the same ad melacha. That's the chiddush. Amr v'acha, Amr v'chia bar ashi, Amr v'ami. Others have a different gear, so I'm going to say it should be Rav Abba. In any event, whoever it was, he said, zomer, if you do pruning, chayv mishum noteya. That's a subcategory, that's a tolda of planting, because the purpose of the pruning, Rashi tells us, is to go and make the tree grow better. And therefore, it's a category of planting. Noteya, you're chayav over here when you do zomer because of noteya, which is the planting for trees. That's why we use the term noteya over here. La noteya, if somebody plants, la mavrich, or if somebody grafts in different ways, a mavrich and markiv, the planting, doing the harkava, the grafting above the ground, or in the ground, and then above the ground. So chayav mishum zoreya. You're chayav over here in the category of zoreya. Where it says mishum zoreya, yeah, mishum noteya, lo, this is zoreya and not noteya. They're both ad malachos. Where it says, yeah, ema, af mishum zoreya. We meant over here that this is zoreya. But again, it's all the same category. The critical fact over here is it's one category. Now we have Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana tells us further, zomer, when you're pruning, but the tzarech li'etzin, you're not only pruning for the benefit of the tree to grow better, but hey, I also need some firewood. So in this situation, you have two intentions over here, chayv shtayim, you chayv twice. Number one, achas b'shum kotzer, one for the reaping. You want those branches. So you're cutting those branches for the purpose of having firewood. And v'achas b'shum noteya. And the second one is because it's making the tree grow better. You have two purposes over here, therefore you can be chayv twice. That's what Rav Kahana tells us. Rav Yosef adds, "Hai man de kotel asafsasa." If a person goes and cuts this asafsasa, Rashi says this is something called shachas, a certain type of plant. The kotzer also gimel pamim b'chodesh. They would normally cut it three times in a month. The chodesh v'tzomech, and therefore it grows better. It comes back and grows again. So therefore, when you're cutting this asafsasa, so if you have intention for two things, you're going to be chayv twice. And Rav Yosef tells us, "Yechayv shtayim, one achas mishum kotzer, because you're cutting it." You're reaping it, and you're getting benefit from it. It's making the rest of it grow better. So therefore, it's spurring the rest of its growth. So you have two intentions over here, to collect it and also to make it grow better. You chayev twice, just like Rav Kahana said. Rabbi says, Hayman dinok de koniv silka. If somebody is going and cutting up beets, you also, similarly, chayiv shtayim, you chayiv twice over here. Number one, achas mishum kotzer, because you want the cut-up beet that you cut off. V'achas mishum zoreya, or others have the gears over here, mishum noteya, that you're making the remaining beets grow better. And therefore, you're going to, in this situation, be chayiv twice. One for what you took off, what you harvested, what you were kotzer, and one for making it grow better for a zoreya or noteya. Then the Mishnah quoted, it says, v'choresh, if somebody plows, so tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hachoresh, if somebody plows, vachofer, if somebody digs, vachoretz, if somebody makes a ditch of some sort, again, a groove in the ground, kulon melocha achasin, they're all same category, they're all subcategories of the category of plowing. Our Rishashis adds, hayislo gavshushis, if you have a mound of dirt, Rashi explains over here, this is tail cotton, a small mound of dirt, the notla, and you remove it. Now, if you did this in your house, they had dirt floors, so you remove the mound of dirt from your house. If you did this in Babayis, chayiv. What's the assert? Mishum bonet, because this is building. You've now made your house better. So therefore, as Rashi points out over here, shayach binyan shemiskavi lahashros karkioso. You're smoothing out your ground, so that's building, and therefore you're chayiv for building. If you did this in the field, besod there, that you removed this mound, so then chayiv mishum chorish. That's, you're now setting up the field for plowing. It's nice and smooth. You can plow it easily, so therefore that's a subcategory of plowing. That's what the Braisa tells us, and Rav Sheshis explained it. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hay solo guma, if you have a hole, vitamama, and you fill in that hole, as Rashi says, you fill it in with dirt. So, in the house, bevayis, chayim shum bonet. You've now built your house up better. You've smoothed out the floor. That's bonet. If you do this in the field, besode, if you do it in the field, the bachet's words, chayiv mishum choresh, that's plowing. That's now making the field nice and easily to be plowed. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba adds over here, hachofer guma b'Shabbos, if somebody digs a hole on Shabbos, but the einot sarich elul yafara, he didn't dig it for the hole purposes, he dug it so he'd have dirt. He needs to cover up some tzor, Rashi says, and therefore he takes this dirt to cover up the dirty area that he has in his living room, and in this situation, he didn't want the hole, he wanted the dirt. So he's potter alai. He's not going to be chayev for plowing over here. And this is true. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which we're going to learn later in the Masechta, we had it already previously as well. Yomar melacha sheino tzricha legufa chayev ola. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though you don't need this melacha, but you're going to be chayev, even though you didn't want this melacha, because you did this melacha. He only said that hani milin misaki. That's only when it had a positive purpose. But here, hay makalkalo, you're making a hole over here. So even Rabbi Yehuda says a melacha sheino tzricha legufa is chayev. He only says chayev. It's a positive purpose, but he doesn't say chayev in a melacha sheino tzricha legufa. If it's negative, if it's destructive, then you would be potter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Next, we mentioned vakotzer, if you go and reap. So there are many different types of fruits that you can reap over here, and the Braisa expands on this. Tana says in the Braisa, hakotzer, if you go and reap, that's normal, like cutting with grain. Vabotzer, we have a special word when you're dealing with grapes, it's called botzer. So if you remove the grapes, you take the grapes off the vine. Vagoder, that's a special word that we use when we're dealing with dates. So we use the terminology goder when you take the dates off the tree. And then we have the word, it should be hamosek, not hamasek, hamosek. So that's the word that we use for taking the olives off the olive tree. Va'ore, that's the word that we use for taking off the figs from the fig tree. All these are very specific words that we have. In English we say, you reaped it. So you harvested it. But in Hebrew we have a separate word for each one of these different types of trees. All of these, if you did them all behelam echod, you'd only be chayv one chatos, kulon melacha achas. They all fall into the same category, the same ab melacha over here of harvesting, of reaping. Amr Papa, Rapapa says further in this thing, Hayman Dishoda Pisa Ladikla, if you throw a clump of dirt at a tree, you have a clump of dirt, and you toss it at a palm tree, and the atar tamre, and some of the dates come off because you toss this clump of dirt at the palm tree over here, and the dates came off, so you chayv shtayim, you chayv two times over here. Number one, achas bishum tolesh. One, because you took the dates now off the tree. The achas bishum afari, because you were pulling them off the tree in a certain way. Toso seems to explain this, if I'm understanding this correctly. Toso says a slightly different interpretation of Rashi. He says that when you go and take it off the tree in this fashion, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Shmuel, this is in the Tosus Dibra Maslu, V'yachas Mishum Afarik, he brings down from the Rabbeinu Shmuel, Shiesh Alatmarim Klipa, that these dates have on them some sort of a peel, Yona, Ukishum Maka B'tmarim, and when you throw the clump of dirt over here at the tree, it removes this over here, Mefarik Esa Klipa Minatmarim. So number one, you're detaching from the tree, and number two, you're taking off this Klipa. That's why Yechayiv two times over here. Then, Ravashi disagrees with that. Ravashi Omar, no, ain't derech t'lish b'kav. That's not the normal way to take dates off a tree. You pull dates off a tree with your handle, with some sort of an implement. So that is not the normal way to do this. And when you do something in an abnormal way, it's not an issa deraisa. The ain't derech t'lish b'kav, the ain't derech prika b'kav. And therefore, you would not be chayif. Finally, the Mishnah goes and says, v'ma'amer, we quote the Mishnah that said, ma'amer, you're piling things together. Omer Rabba, ha'man dekonef milcha mimilchasa. If you go and gather the salt from a salt water area, what do? They make a channel from, let's say, a salt water body. They'd fill up a little pool area of salt water. They then would shut the channel down, the sun would evaporate the water in this pool, and you'd be left with salt there. When you gather the salt together from this little salt water pool, so after the water evaporates and you gather this salt, that's called konith milcha mimilchasa, so then chayiv mishum ma'amer. This is called piling it up, and Rava says this is an av malacha or a tolda of ma'amer. Where it says, Abaye disagrees. Abaye Amar, no. He says, you only have ma'amer en imur ela begidule karka. It only applies to things that grow from the ground, and the salt isn't called growing from the ground. So Abaye says, that's not called ma'amer. Then we said in the Mishnah, dosh, we said threshing, tana. What are examples of dosh? Hadosh itself, hadosh, v'minapetz. Now here, minapetz, Rashi tells us, is pishton begivolim. You're taking out the flax over here, the flax seeds, from the flax stalk. So when you do that, that's called a tolda of dosh. Likewise, if I'm in napet, so Rashi says, this is dealing with cotton. When we had the Mishnah before menapets, so that was dealing over there with wool. Here we're dealing with cotton. So menapet over here, and others have the girsa, not menapet, some have the girsa of menafem, or menafes. So in any event, all of these, whatever they are, hadosh, menapets, menapet, all of them, kula malach achasin, they're all in the same Ab Malacha. They all fall in the same category of Dosh. Then we had four, which we said three are very similar. Hazor, Aborev, and Marakid are very similar. We had Tochin in between. So Hazorev, Aborev, Tochin, Marakid. So Gemara says, Hainu Zore, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marakid. Three of them, leaving Tchina aside. Tchina is grinding. There's nothing to do with the other three. But these three, when you're winnowing with the wind, you're Borer, you're selecting, and you're sifting, Marakid. So they're essentially identical. So why do you list them as three separate Av Malachos? Why don't we have them as an Av, and then the rest are a Tolda? So Abaye and Rava, the Amar Tavayah, both Abaye and Rava say, call Milsa, the Havio B'Mishkan, anything that was in the Mishkan, we turn to the Yomid Bey, to the Yomid Aleph, Ayin Dalet Yomid Aleph, Alpha Gav D'Iko D'Dam Yolah, even though there are acts that are very, very similar over here, again, the winnowing, the selecting, and the sifting are all very similar, Choshev law, since it's listed separately in the Mishkan, so they're listed separately as Av Malachos. Where it says, if that's true, so the Lichshov Dami Kodesh, then there's another one that they did. They used to go and pound. Rashi says, they would take the chitin, and they would pound them in a machteshes, lohasir kli plasa, to take off the shell of the kernels of wheat, the havi b'mikdosh with some money. This is how they made various herbs. So therefore, why isn't that included? So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Shekein Ani Ocho Pita Belo Ketisha. When an Ani eats his bread, he has whole wheat bread. He can't afford to throw away the klipa. And therefore, he eats it even with the klipa. Therefore, the Ketisha is not essential, and therefore, it wasn't listed. That's Abaye's teretz. Rava gives a different teretz. Rava, Amar, Homani. No, you know who this is? This is the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe, he. Who says, Damar Avos Malachos Arboim Chosrachas. He says that they're 39, 40 minus 1 Malachos. And if you were to include Kotesh, V'choshev Kotesh, Havalei Arboim, then you'd have 40. So that's why Rebbe didn't list it over here in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Rebbe. And therefore, he wanted only 39 for the reasons that we mentioned. And therefore, he didn't include Kotesh. Where it says, wait a second. So then why did you leave out Kotesh? V'lek Muchad V'hanach. So instead of taking out Kotesh, why didn't you take out one of the others? Take out the Zoreh. Take out Borer. Take out the act of Merakate. Why did you take out Kotesh? What's different about that? So Gemara says, you're right. Ela Machvarta Kedabai. You're right. Rava's Teretz really isn't going to Teretz. Abaye's Teretz, that since an Oni doesn't always do Ketisha, so therefore it wasn't listed. And that's the Teretz. With that, we conclude today's Shir.